brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. We are now into hour number three. Coming up is Declan McCullough from CNET News to talk about the national ID card your loving government just passed and what the provisions in it really do. And the states are already saying they're not going to follow it. Well, that was Bush's plan to begin with. See, they selectively will not enforce it on the illegal aliens. And I told everybody that. Ron Paul did. But conservatives got fooled by the left going out and fighting it and making up provisions in it that weren't there. And so, well, the left's against it. Why, it must be good. And the Democrats all run along and vote for it. We're talking to Tom in Florida. He was reading quotes about secret societies in America by the founding fathers and newspaper articles and major publications. I'm aware of a lot of those quotes that you were giving. And yeah, everything that was just public knowledge back then doesn't exist. It's like the Bilderberg Group doesn't exist. You're insane if you believe it does. And now CNN, yeah, it's real. It wants world government, but it's good. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much the nexus of it. I, you know, I'm a history buff, and I've been studying this stuff for probably close to 25 years. And I can assure you that in all of my studies, we were like, and they've been pretty careful, you know, is that all roads lead to these same people over and over and over again.
I know, and the stuff that was front page news 200 years ago, the average American has no idea it even exists.
I know.
Well, look, I mean, how do you maintain power? You set up intelligence agencies. The name of intelligence agencies 200 years ago was Secret Society, Secret Service. You know, when they set up a thing, it's called the Secret Service.
Exactly. You know, and
I mean, that's all it is.
I feel, Wiver, that in a true democracy, any time, Wiver, that word secret starts coming out, Wiver, and people start using secrecy, Wiver, like, you know, as a way of maintaining so-called national security or any other excuse, alarm bells should go off in the heads of Democratic Americans. I mean, this is not something, if it can't be out in the
mafia,
open.
The mafia is secret. Organized crime is secret. That's all this is organized crime.
We got to get out in the open with our dealings with each other. And if our government is not going to be out in the open in terms of what they're doing for all to see, then we need to get involved and make
sure
that
it is. Well, let me tell you something. You're right, but we're hurting them, Tom. They've got their disinfo people out all over the web now trying to counter us. That means we're winning. That's good news. Thank you,
well,
Nicole.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great point. Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, my buddy. What's going on?
I wanted to know if you saw last night on the conspiracy brainwashing system the or the story about the Army recruiters.
No, I didn't watch any TV yesterday.
Okay. I liken these two. Modern day child predators, because you know, I know you're familiar with all of the, you know, and the No Child Left Behind.
No, I've seen it in film and on the news. They stalk them, they push them, they hang over them at the playground, in the classrooms, in the lunchroom. They lie to them. It's horrible.
Well, down in Houston, there was a Sergeant Thomas Kelt who was working a recruit, and the recruit decided that he was going to go ahead with a firefighter's career and hung up the phone on the guy, told him he wasn't interested. This guy, Sergeant Thomas Kelt, called him back, and here's the quote from their website. By federal law, you got an appointment with me at 2 o'clock this afternoon at Greens Point Mall. If you fail to appear, we'll have a warrant, okay? So give me a call back. And then when he called back, he said, oh, that's just a marketing technique. Don't worry about it.
I know, lying, and I was aware they've been threatening people. What was this on?
It's criminal. It was on CBS News at 6:30. And it's on their website right now under a thing, Army Recruiters Play Hardball.
Unbelievable.
I've got the names and the numbers of his battalion commander and the public affairs for the Army.
Paul Watson needs to be listening and getting this up immediately. Get this at tips at Infowars.com. Get that up. Oh, my goodness. Tell you what, stay there. We got to talk more about this. We got Declan McCullough coming up. Go ahead and get Declan on, but I want him to be able to finish. I mean, you see what we're talking about here, folks? That is criminal. A marketing technique threatening arrest.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Minutes, 12 seconds into this third hour. We got about 51 minutes left here. Declan McCullough writes for CNET News and a squadron of other major publications. He actually read the Real ID Act, like Ron Paul did, and can actually tell you what it said and what the Senate passed last night. Doesn't stop the illegal aliens. It turns us into a Pan-American Union and tracks and traces and grand databases and microchips and everything else. We'll be talking to Declan here in just one moment. Right now, though, Tim in Ohio just brought something up, and we've now found the article. It's true. We're going to get the video and play the audio of this. And I'd heard they were doing this. And I had seen video in other newscasts where they literally hang over the kids. They're allowed in the schools. They push them. They intimidate them. They go, aren't you a man? They harass them. I've talked to young people. They just call them 10 times a day some days. Follow them. Show up at their house. Sign it. Sign it. Sign it. You're going to get in trouble. But I didn't know that they were threatening them to arrest them. But this is what government does. And believe me, they don't do this unless they're told to.
It's criminal.
Now, Tim, you're right. This is stalking children.
Child,
this is what
predators.
Stalking is. Do what I say, or you're in trouble. Stalkers always do this. Tell us more about it.
Oh, he was interested in going into the Army. He had made a contact with a recruiter, and his name was, again, Sergeant Thomas Kelt. We can't say that enough. And then he had a baby. And he wanted to go be a volunteer firefighter and turn that into a career. And so he called back the recruiter and said he wasn't going to come to the appointment. And the quote that was on the website from this guy, Kelt, was, by federal law, you got an appointment with me at 2 o'clock this afternoon at Greens Point Mall. If you fail to appear, we'll have a warrant. Okay, so call me back. and in fear.
And he's so arrogant, he then turns to the camera guy and goes, oh, that's just a tactic.
Right. Well, he wouldn't even – I don't think he said that to them. He told that to Chris, the recruit. He said, don't worry about that. That's just a marketing technique.
Yeah.
And when the reporter I think it was
K-H-O-U.
K-H-O-U in Houston, yeah, requested him about it. He said, I'd like to know – his name was Greenblatt, the reporter. He said,
why do we trust – we put our kids in these public schools where recruiters hang over them, where they're going to do forced psychological testing and drugging. That's now passing the legislature with federal funds. And we put them in there where they got to go through frisk searches and drug dogs, and drug testing. The feds want to have mandatory. I mean, we're putting our children in mind control prisons.
It's unbelievable. Anyway, the battalion commander – his name, Lieutenant Colonel Jones. I hope it's no relation.
No.
And his number is 281-448-3785. After calling that number...
That's 281-448-3785?
Yes, Lieutenant Colonel Jones, and he's the battalion commander. After trying to get through to him, they wouldn't, and they sent me to this public affairs gentleman, Bill Grimes is his name, G-R-I-M-E-S, and his phone number, 713-209-3220.
All right.
Stick your audience on him.
Good job with that tip, Tim. Appreciate that. I want to thank you for coming on. All right. Let's now go to Declan McCullough from CNET News and a bunch of other publications. Declan, it's good to have you on with us, my friend.
A pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Boy, that sounds fun, having the recruiters threaten to arrest you.
I you called that one right. Not a very good time, in my opinion.
It sounds like the old British press gangs, you know, where they just come out and grab you and kidnap you to put you on the ship.
Well, I mean, this is the broader problem of unaccountable government officials. I mean, if they can't be sued for their actions, they're certainly not going to be criminally prosecuted by other government officials. It's very very difficult to hold them accountable, and it creates these incentives to basically stray outside the bounds of normal behavior.
Well, it's like when you take the restrictions off government, it's like dropping a bowling ball. It's going to fall. We're going to have tyranny.
That's the way it's always ended up throughout history.
Well, but the government means well this time, Declan. Declan, tell us about your personal website, and then let's get into what this Real ID really did.
Sure. I run a mailing list called Politech. You can see it at politechbot.com, politechbot.com. My day job is as a reporter and columnist for news.com, a little easier site to remember. And we've been spending a lot of time writing about the Real ID Act. And I can tell you my readers on news.com care more about this than any other story in the last year. They do not like this one bit.
Well, we've been all over it, like flies on the shish kebab. I mean, we have been everywhere on this subject, and there have been a bunch of different versions of it, but when you really read it, it doesn't stop the illegal aliens. It accepts their fake ID cards issued by their consulates. It makes a Pan-American Union ID. You wrote the article, Real ID Act Links Canada-Mexico Database. How innovative was your headline? Ron Paul wrote a detailed analysis of it. I mean, but the Democrats came out howling against it because it went after our precious illegals. It really didn't. So conservatives thought, ooh, it must be great. I'm for it. What's the truth, Declan?
Well, the truth is that, as you know and your readers probably know by now, I mean, there are two different types of Republicans in D.C. nowadays. There are the ones who are more libertarian-leaning or more true conservatives, folks like Representative Ron Paul, who I have a lot of respect for, that actually have some principles and don't believe in either a huge, sweeping, expansive federal government. And the other type are the ones that are, you know, in it more to advance their careers. They might have had principles when they entered politics, but they lost them. And if the Republican leadership tells them to vote a certain way, they're going to vote a certain way, principles be damned. And nowadays, it seems like the majority of Republicans fall into the second category.
It's incredible, but, I mean, Ron Paul wrote the article where he described it as a Trojan horse, and then it didn't really stop illegals, but people didn't actually look at the facts. They just believed the propaganda. What are your problems with this new legislation due to be signed by our great, dear leader very soon?
Yes, our maximal leader will assign this probably in the next week or two. As you readers know by now, the Senate cleared it yesterday, and the House already has. The sad thing is, let's first talk about the procedure before talking about the details. And the procedure is pretty interesting because this cleared the House by around a 250 to 150 vote, roughly. And so that means that if 50 members of Congress would have swapped their votes, it would not have cleared the House. And so it wasn't really a slam dunk. If 50 people, roughly one, maybe 10% of Congress would have swapped, it wouldn't have gone through. And then so it was expected to run into some problems in the Senate. You know, senators were threatening to put holds on it. It's easier to block stuff in the Senate. And so what James, Representative Sensenbrenner, who chairs the House Judiciary Committee, a Republican from Wisconsin, said is, hey, I've got a great idea. Let's stick this on this, Musk passed an $80 billion Iraq spending bill, and that's why it cleared the Senate without any dissenting votes last night.
And it's going on to the president. But getting into details of the bill itself, let's talk about how it merges the database with Mexico and Canada.
Right. That's just the beginning. It's not just an ID bill. That might be sort of shocking enough, but it also is a database bill, and let's pay attention to that for a moment.
This codifies the Total Information Awareness Network and systems like the Matrix.
It could. We don't. In fairness, we don't know the details. If the Department of Homeland Security decides to have a change of heart tomorrow and say, you know, we actually want to believe in limited government and the Constitution and Americans' privacy, they actually could make.
So if Easter bunnies start flying around. <yeah. laughs>
The Department of Homeland Security has a tremendous amount of flexibility in deciding the details here. Basically, Congress...
That's what's scary. Did that really bad provision ever get taken out that said that it gives the president unlimited authority to nullify laws?
Actually, the Department of Homeland Security has unlimited authority. But no,
same
that's
thing,
still in there.
Yeah. Oh, that's still there. Oh, okay.
Laws relating to the border. Where were we? So we're talking about the databases.
And we've seen what they've done. When Congress passed 2,000 more Border Patrol last year, Bush then took that money away. So we see where his heart is. Give free health care to the illegals. Give tuition to them. Don't stop them. Blanket amnesty. And people really thought Bush would stop the illegals with his bill.
Well, this is just like the Patriot Act. You stick a good-sounding word in the title or description. This is the Real ID Act, let's stop illegal aliens.
Let's stop illegal aliens, we're going to legalize them. Oh, it's good then.
It's more in the spin than the reality. Very few members of Congress, I think, actually read these things, and now that it was attached to a spending bill, it's going to go through. But in terms of the database aspects of this, it requires state DMVs, the motor vehicle agencies, to share information. I'm quoting from the bill now. It says that they must, quote, provide electronic access by a state to information contained in the motor vehicle databases of all other states. And so some states already were sharing information, but this creates effectively a national database. The big privacy worry, though, is not just, okay, here's an ID card, it has my name on it, whatever. They sort of have a driver's license with that already. The big privacy
worry... This isn't just a national ID card. This is a... literal file, the equivalent of an FBI file, we'll all carry.
Right, because right now, if you look at different state driver's licenses, they're not standardized, and this is federalism. It's wonderful. It's actually protected our privacy because they don't have, you know, one mag stripe on the back or one biometric fingerprint or retinal scan embedded in the standard place in each one. And so what's happened is that government agencies haven't been able to create standard ID card readers, and so these different formats. Some don't have any barcodes at all. I mean, I live in Washington D.C. and we don't have any barcode on ours. But once it's standardized and once the Department of Homeland Security creates this uniform national ID, then it's going to be very easy for these ID card readers to pop up all over the place. You can think of it, any government agency.
Well, I've got the other federal plans, Decla, where they're going to use it for the national sales tax, tracking everything we buy and sell and do. The Commerce Department wants to use it for a fat tax to see what you're eating and what you're doing. I mean, this is a nightmare.
Stranger things have happened.
Well, they're coming out now that our air conditioners will be remote controlled by the feds. I'm sure you saw that. Wall Street Journal today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. Trust Jesus. He will reveal His love in all aspects of your life. I have experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. I'll send you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to get your free booklet today. Be merciful in your actions, words, and prayers, and above all, trust in Jesus. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here's the Associated Press headline. U.S. states may disobey new rules on driver's license. Then here's the disinfo. U.S. states are threatening to challenge in court or even disobey new orders from Congress to make driver's license more uniform and to verify applicant citizenship or legal status. Ron Paul wrote, proponents of the Real ID Act, now passed the Senate and House, continue to make their preposterous claim that the bill does not establish a national ID card. This is a dangerous and insulting nonsense. Let's get the facts straight. The Real ID Act transforms state motor vehicle departments into agents of the federal government. Nationalizing standards for driver's license and birth certificates in a federal bill creates a national ID system. Folks, in 93, they started taking digital photos and digital thumbprints to get driver's license in Texas. Most states have these, and the data is uploaded to federal databases in the NCIC. This just makes it the law and then makes them put the latest technology in. It's all the you know, the whim of the president's appointee, Michael Chertoff. And basically, talking to Ron Paul on air a few months ago about this, we've got him coming on tomorrow, the way it's written up, they can do, Homeland Security can do whatever they want. And Homeland Security's already said, the illegals have just got to show a consular matricula. And they get it. It'll be selectively enforced. And then you're going to have to show five forms. It's just like when you're at the bank and you see the illegal go up there with nothing and get a bank account, you got to show three or four forms. I was here in Austin when Vicente Fox came here and gave Wells Fargo an award for not making their people have IDs. See, it's all selective. And Ron Paul goes on in his article, Last Chance to Stop National ID from yesterday, and talks about that. But Declan McCullough, again, with CNET News and other major publications, has written some detailed articles about this. Pan-American Union ID, starting out with America and the U.S. and Canada, the United States, Canada, and Mexico, and just expanding out from there. Declan, please continue.
We were talking about information sharing and databases. One thing that I'm worried about is what happens to the information that's not the information on the card, but the information that's collected every time you show the card to someone. You show the card to someone, they swipe it in their reader. Maybe it's a policeman in a car that pulled you over for
and that's already going
turn.
In the police cars under federal funding.
Right.
The stores are already getting ready to do it.
Maybe it's the stores. You know that everyone lies. At least I do. I admit when I get these discount cards at the grocery store. I mean, why do they need to know my real name? But now they can say now, oh, it's just tied to your real ID card. Have banks, courthouses. I mean, pretty much any time you do anything relating to the government, they can have a trail of your movements. And that's the real danger of the national ID card.
But the border's going to stay wide open, and we're going to pay for the illegal aliens' health care, and we're going to give them double tuition, and we want amnesty for them, but this is to stop illegals. It's total smoke and mirrors, folks. And I told the anti-immigration crowd this. They were fooled again. Declan, would you agree that they were the ones responsible for getting this passed?
In large part, yes. I mean, there's sort of an alliance of convenience right now between the anti-immigration folks
and the biometric sellers.
And the biometric sellers. And also the security folks here in D.C., the neocons, Homeland Security, Uber,
and again,
all that type of thing.
That's tied in. I mean, we can boil that down to military-industrial complex having a new market here in America.
That's a large part of it. I've covered these conferences. You have these biometric conferences that take place in Washington D.C. and they're huge. They take over something the size of multiple gymnasiums, and it's all sellers showing off ID cards to government agencies. It's a matchmaking session. There's a lot of money kicking around here.
Yeah, a lot of the people in the Bush administration and chief Democrats, you know, their wife or their cousin or they themselves, just a year ago, were, you know, CEO of the company. And surprise, surprise, they're giving their own company big contracts.
The revolving door continues. And here's something else. It's not just the ID card that's the problem, but what is on the card in terms of biometric
the
info.
The face scan, yeah.
Is it going to be your face? Is it going to be your fingerprint? Is it going to be your retinal ID? Is it going to be a DNA scan? The Homeland Security Department has the power to do any of that kind of stuff.
By the way, you know, Clinton signed an executive order for blood testing when you get a driver's license, and it never got challenged. Did you know that's already law, but they never implemented, Declan?
I did not know that.
It's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design. Yes, sir.
Here's one more thing. RFIDs, radio frequency identification tags. There's Homeland Security loves these items, and they're trying to use them in other contexts. And so the question is whether they're going to stick these on these real ID cards. And so that's even more interesting because now the government can have detectors along the street. You walk by them. They can see who you are.
Declan, stay there. I want to do one more segment with you. Then we'll take calls and play that CBS News piece.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Got some really important news we haven't covered. I'm going to hit briefly some recap news from the first hour, really big stories. I'm going to play this little two-minute CBS news clip to analyze it, where they're just coming right out with the military threatening people federally with arrest if they don't show up at the recruitment office. And don't worry, they'll nuke a city soon, and the globalists will then have their national draft and tell us that we're all their slaves to, you know, fight Al-Qaeda. Going back to Declan McCullough. Declan, give folks the website where they can read all your great analysis. I think your personal website is the best place. Give us that web address again.
Sure, it's politechbot.com, politechbot.com.
I know we've got multiple links on Infowars.com to your excellent stories. Look, the Total Information Awareness Network, run by the five-time felon, never really got shut down. That's been in the news. I think you reported on it. That's still running up there in D.C. They've got it with the Matrix program in Florida as a test case, and they call it the Matrix, folks. They're flaunting this. They say everything you do will be tracked and traced, everything you buy. I've read federal documents where they say it'll be integrated with a new national sales tax. You'll have to swipe your card because it'll be a graduated sales tax. Can't have you cheating or having a surrogate byproducts who's in a lower bracket. This is their grid. I saw Ridge on C-SPAN 3 years ago say, the old Homeland Security head, we're going to have this to have jobs anywhere. It's called infrastructure protection. Homeland Security's gone after people that sell Rubik's Cubes at their toy stores, people that make too many complaints to the VA, pot dealers, topless bars. Everything's terrorism now. And plus, there's already this false data in these big databases. They're just talking about making them bigger.
The danger is that you don't. There's no logical, at least in the security establishment's logic, end to the types of restrictions that can be levied on Americans in the name of homeland security.
This bill is a blank check. For those that don't know,
it gives a sweeping, in some cases unreviewable by the courts, power to the Department of Homeland Security to pretty much to do whatever they want.
So it's really light years ahead of an ID card, of a national ID card.
It goes far beyond the national ID card. Yep.
But the illegal aliens are all going to have special little loopholes for themselves, and then we'll finally conservatives will figure this out in a year. They'll complain and they'll go, okay, we'll pass another law. You've got to have it on you at all times, or you go to prison.
Well, the current Republicans, you might well be right. The current Republicans in power in D.C. have done a very smart thing. They've used the rhetoric of small government conservatives while expanding the power of the government substantially. And so if you just listen to what they say, let's stop illegal aliens, let's have lower taxes, let's have more freedom, it sounds great, but if you actually look at how they vote, that's a different story.
Well, it was like campaign finance reform. It doubled the money that corporations can give, restricts individuals like us, and then now they're trying to claim the rules give them the power to regulate political blogs run by one guy.
It's true. The FEC is in the middle of trying to figure that out right now. They might actually do the right thing, but only because there was a tremendous outcry among both bloggers about that. And
well, San Francisco wants to regulate and tax all political websites.
Oh, this is San Francisco.
But notice, it's the so-called liberals that love all this Bushonian garbage.
It's true. You can imagine you have another security incident, and then all of a sudden we need even more restrictions on our freedoms. I mean, just look at the Cessna incident today that evacuated the White House and the Capitol building here in where I live in Washington, D.C. This was a Cessna 150 that weighs about 1,100 pounds and can carry two passengers if they weigh 170 pounds or less a piece. This is not a huge aircraft at all, and it posed no security threat. You throw that thing into the Capitol building, and nobody inside could even notice. But nevertheless, everything had to be evacuated. Let's go to code red, and so on and so forth. It panics everyone so they can be more accepting of restrictions on liberty.
Well, it's like on election day in England, the British embassy has like a firecracker go off in a planter. And then yesterday, Bush bravely, a hand grenade was thrown at him. Turns out it's a training grenade, obviously. I mean, we know about the fake terror alerts, Declan McCullough, excuse me. And I am just ranting and raving here. I'm frothing because I can't believe we're seeing this happen, Declan.
Well, I mean, we're seeing sort of you can almost count on these terrorist alerts. Let's have a real ID card vote. Hey, time for a terrorist alert. Let's freak out all the members of Congress told to, you know, flee for the hills by Secret Service agents and Capitol Police outside the White House and the Capitol.
Well, when they passed the first Patriot Act, most of the office buildings in the Capitol areas were shut down because of the anthrax attack.
The Capitol office buildings, a number of those were shut
down. But don't worry, Bush was on Cipro, so he was okay.
Hey,
Declan, can you put two and two together with that one?
I
know you can. You write for a major publication, so I don't expect you to say what you think.
But back to today's Cessna attack. I mean, this is maybe straying a little far from our topic, but I'm in training to be a pilot, and I fly in the airspace around Washington D.C. and comply with the procedures. And it sounds like a restricted airspace is really small, but instead it actually is an hour drive in every direction from Washington all the way to the mountains in the west to the other side of the Chesapeake Bay to the east.
So how far away was this plane? I'm hearing it was pretty far.
The White House press secretary said 10 miles. If you figure this plane can do 110 miles an hour, assuming no headwind, I mean, they had plenty of time to do something, to shoot that plane down, but instead, or actually identify that it's a Cessna as opposed to a 747, but instead they decided to evacuate everyone instead. This is not a good way for the federal government to behave.
But it's training the congressmen that they're under the control of the nice officers.
It's training the congressmen and the public that the security forces are in charge, and it's going to stay that way.
And who's in charge of those? Our great maximum leader?
You said it.
Declan McCullough, when is it going to end? I mean, it's getting crazier and crazier and crazier. All these federal funds for face scanning cameras and microphones going up nationwide. But again, Bush says tattle on your neighbors. FEMA puts out these handbooks. If a man and woman are arguing, call the police. That's in the terror handbook. But the Minutemen are evil because they're sitting in lawn chairs calling the Border Patrol. They're bad, Bush says.
Well, I mean, the government is a unique type of monopoly. It has a monopoly, and we're likes to believe it has, on the initiation of force. And so it's very jealous about this. Anytime you try to basically protect yourself for the border the way the Minutemen were, then all of a sudden you need to have the government gets jealous of that.
But giving in hundreds of schools $200 discount credit cards to children if they report on mommy and daddy, that's good. But don't call the Border Patrol from your ranch. That's evil.
Again, double standards.
Well, it's making my head spin. The last question for you, Declan McCullough. The states, as I knew they would, are saying, we're not going to do this. And, of course, Bush will allow them to not go after the illegals. That's the part they're complaining about. What do you see happening with this?
It's going to be it's a tough call. I have a call in to the National Governors Association. I'm going to be writing about this for News.com later, I think. It's really a question of whether the states have the political mettle to stand up to the government, the feds. I don't think it's really a question of it's not like the feds, the states are standing up for our privacy or anything like that. It's more like they want to be the ones making the decisions to invade our privacy. And second, if the feds are going to make the decisions, the states want to get paid. If you give them a big enough check, they're going to roll over and say, yes, sir. So they're really asking for money.
Well, they know it's like with Bush and the illegals. You're illegal, you get any surgery you want. I got personal friends who can't get surgeries for life-threatening illnesses because they're citizens, Declan.
The question is why we as taxpayers should and folks who are hopefully, you know, being thrifty and saving money, why we should have to foot the bill for anyone else's medical care. I just don't.
Well, the bottom line is Bush has said he wants the borders open, he wants the illegals here. So the whole war on terror is a complete joke.
Pretty much, yeah. When you can have such porous borders from the south, it becomes quite questionable whether you can whether the war on terror can reasonably be fought with open borders.
Well, it's like the war on drugs. We got more drugs than ever, and more people in prison, building widgets for private companies, and now the feds want to drug test all the children at the same time, pushing prescription drugs on them with New Freedom Initiative.
It's a very good point. I mean, to answer your earlier question about when this is going to end, I mean, it might take something like Waco or Ruby Ridge, a really dramatic overreaching on the part of the federal government. It's going to take something like that, so Republicans realize
a facilitating, catalyzing event.
Exactly. It's going to take something for the Republicans in the heartland, in the states, to realize that the Republicans in Washington may not necessarily be true conservatives, may not really have their best.
Well, how is a $2.6 trillion budget when Bill Clinton's biggest was $1.8 trillion? How is that conservative? And that doesn't even count the $600 billion supplemental.
Back in the early 80s, you had when conservative actually meant something, you had the Republicans... Some Republicans politicians literally crying when Reagan said, let's run a federal deficit of this size to pay for some spending. I mean, they actually sort of had some principles about deficits now. But instead, you have a unitary government here in D.C., a one-party government, and they can do whatever they want. What's good to have is gridlock, and so they're just sort of squabbling among themselves, and they can't... they basically do things like raise taxes or raise spending quite as much.
It blows my mind. I mean, definitely from the feedback I know you've been getting, most people aren't for this national ID card.
I've seen in terms of responses from my readers, I've had about 200 of them so far. And I think about 5 or 10% have been either neutral or in favor, and the rest have been very vocally opposed to it.
And it's the same on every big issue. The people don't want this. They know it's bad, but the government just says, "Oh no, you do need this, and you're going to get it." I thought we're the people. I thought the government does what we want, Declan McCullough.
Well, that might have been true a few hundred years ago, but come on, get with the picture. I mean, ever since FDR and the New Deal and the expansion of and the federal income tax and the creation of the Federal Reserve and the regulatory apparatus, it's sort of the other way around now. You really have to get with the times.
I guess I do. Well, thanks for coming on and giving us all this key info, and we can check out all your great stories at again, give us both the important websites.
Sure. Politechbot, politechbot.com is my personal site, and I write for newsnews.com for my day job.
Last point I want to bring up to you. You're an influential writer. You're one of the few good people we know that isn't on the payroll out there of the Bush or the Democrats. Can we expect to get an article from you about the trillions missing from the Pentagon? This is now a three-year-old story. Cynthia McKinney brought it up a few months ago. They just said, we're not going to answer your questions. Think you can write an article for us about that? I mean, that is a technology story.
Yeah, I tend to focus a little bit more on sort of privacy and surveillance and internet technology, but I'll give it a shot.
Well, they say their computers don't work, but you're not allowed to investigate.
I'll do my best.
Well, that'd be awesome, because this is a story that needs to get legs, and most people aren't even aware of it.
Quite right.
All right. Well, Declan McCullough, thanks for coming on, and Godspeed.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
We'll see you, buddy. I want to go to Sean, Mike, and Dave. That's all I have time to cover. But right now, here's the CBS News piece, and I've heard about this happening other places. Not quite as bad as this, but threatening them. You better show up. But here's CBS News with what they're doing in Houston, Texas. Here it is, folks.
We all took the oath.
Going Army and making history appealed to 20-year-old Chris Monarch, and he called this Houston recruiting office.
I recognize the name. His name was Kelp.
Sergeant Thomas Kelt was the recruiter. But a new baby changed Monarch's plan to enlist, and he canceled his meeting with the recruiter.
I said, I'm a volunteer firefighter. I'm eventually going to try to go career with it, and I'm just not interested anymore. And I hung up the phone.
But the recruiter wouldn't take no for an answer, with a phone message threatening Monarch with arrest if he didn't show.
By federal law, you got an appointment with me at 2 o'clock this afternoon at Greens Point Mall, okay? Fail to appear, and we'll have a warrant, okay? So give me a call back.
In fear, Monarch called the recruiter back.
He said, don't worry about that, man. That's just a marketing technique that I use.
Reporter Mark Greenblatt of KHOU-TV questioned recruiter Sergeant Thomas Kelt.
I'd just like to know why you have called up young men threatening to arrest them if they don't come and talk to you.
No comment.
You told the young man that this is a standard marketing technique that you use. Is that true?
No comment.
The case is under an Army investigation.
It's really an insult to other recruiters who are handling themselves and conducting themselves the proper way.
In Colorado, 19-year-old Michael Flaherty's recruiter gave him a laxative to lose weight to pass a physical.
He even told me not to tell my parents about it.
This form certifies Flaherty physically fit, complete with scores.
I never completed none of those tests, and my recruiter faked the document.
From fake diplomas from phony schools, detox kits to beat drug tests, Denver CBS station KCNC uncovered a number of recruiter fraud cases.
It's very stressful.
Former recruiter Jeffrey Bacon says he's been busted from sergeant to specialist for not meeting his quota of 24 soldiers a year.
I'm losing my job, you know, I'm in financial debt.
This year alone, the Army needs over 100,000 new soldiers worldwide, but with the war raging on in Iraq and volunteers harder and harder to find, recruiters face their toughest sell ever. Bob?
Bob, I have heard of stand downs after, say, a helicopter crash or something like that. I've never heard of the military ordering a stand down, just a halt in the operations after over recruiting. Have you ever heard of anything like this?
No, a stand down usually happens when there are accidents, crashes that need to be investigated, not when the roof falls in on the recruiting center. In this case, if it's not unprecedented, it is very, very, very unusual.
And folks, that's just because they got caught. This is what they're doing. And they go into the inner cities with these big orange Humvees playing gangster rap, Top Killer music. I mean, I got video of this. And they tell them, you're going to be a gangster, you're going to be a star, shine. And they can't even get those kids anymore because people know about depleted uranium, they know about the shots they're being given. They know about how that you sign up for 3 years, you stay 10. I mean, they don't let you out now. And so what are the globalists going to do? Well, they're going to blow something up, and they're going to give us a national draft. And, I mean, that's what they've got to do. They want to invade Syria. They want to invade Iran. They can't even keep control of Iraq. And the plan all along was to let Iraq fall into racial fighting, religious, ethnic fighting. That we have the documents on this. They want that entire region in a quagmire. They don't want a good, strong government in Baghdad. So they're getting what they want at a certain level, but at another level, they can't even sustain that and keep control of it. And so, no matter how many troops they pull out of North Korea or out of Germany, they just don't have it. But the question is, what are they going to do? And they're very arrogant, they're very confident right now, and that's why I think they're going to carry out a terror attack. And whenever David Ray Griffin got asked about this on C-SPAN, he said, yeah, that's probably going to happen. I mean, that's just their past M.O. Maybe if we expose who's behind the terrorism, they won't do it. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This grenade that turned out to be a fake, I mean, that's just so obvious. Oh, Sergeant, your leader's under threat. We've got to take all your rights away. That was so obvious. They passed the supranational ID card, and I'm sure they'll continue on expanding it as our journey towards total enslavement just continues. Before I take a couple final calls here, my new film, Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is out. And I really do hope that you'll all get it. 3 hours long DVD, over 2.5 hours long VHS. It's a mini-series. Covers the police state like no other film. It gets into 9/11 for a full hour. film in and of itself, then a full hour on who the globalists are, the occult connection to Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, the Nazi connection with the Bushes and Schwarzenegger, and the latest Big Brother activities in the last 10 minutes of the film. You need to get this documentary, toll-free number to order it, or any of my other films. Big discounts we're running right now, so be sure and ask about those when you call. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or the film's $24.95, second copy, $19.95. Write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or watch the new film online right now at prisonplanet.tv. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions. My new film, all my other films, my TV show every week, hundreds of audio interviews, other great films, 15 cents a day, prisonplanet.tv, or order hard copies of all the films and books at Infowars.com. Sean in Florida, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, good to talk to you, brother. Prisonplanet.tv subscriber, got all your videos.
Thanks for
the
support.
Got all your T-shirts. I got to tell you, just got my new Florida driver's license / ID card with the 2D barcode, magnetic strip, digitized portrait signature, and as they quote on their webpage, various other security features. Anyway, I got to tell you what happened to me Sunday. I'm at the local grocer with the wife and the two kids, got my Tyranny Response T-shirt on. Gentleman comes up behind me and goes, "Hey, cute T-shirt. Where can I get one of those?" I said, Infowars.com. He says, "Oh, yeah." And he whips out his FEMA badge. Believe that one. He says, "I got to get one of those shirts, hang my FEMA badge on it," and walks away. Interesting.
You think that was intimidation, or you think he was a fan?
No, I think it was probably a little intimidation, like he wanted to reverse the meaning of the T-shirt.
Well, you see, they're guilty, and that's the type of gangster-like activity that thugs like that have. But let me tell you something. Their own troops aren't doing it anymore. Their own police refuse to take the forced inoculations 2 years ago as part of the Model States Old Emergency Powers Act. Their system's falling apart. What did you say to him? Well, I mean, it was in Florida that it came out where they're hiring all the hardcore criminals. That guy might have been a hardcore criminal, might have been a murderer.
Could have been. Well, he was older. Older gentleman.
So, I mean, what did you say to him after he did it?
I said, "Well, go there, order one. I'd like to see where it. Spread the word."
And when you didn't act scared, did he scuttle off?
Yeah, he just kind of sulked away. He was by himself.
So he walked off like a little un-American spider.
Exactly. But I've never seen anybody whip out a FEMA badge on me before.
Oh, well, don't worry. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
But when it comes to... When push comes to shove, we'll find out who the real men are. We have love. They have hate. We're going to win. Sean,
amen.
You keep it up, my friend.
I will. Thanks, Alex.
Bye, con Dios. Michael in Ohio. Go ahead, Michael. Quickly, Michael.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, I was calling about a while back. You had a caller call in and was talking about the movie The Wizard of Oz and some of the symbolism in it with the Federal Reserve. And, there is
symbolism in it.
I was wondering, I just recently watched that and played that with the Pink Floyd, the Dark Side of, or the Dark Side of the Moon. And some of the lyrics in that are really, I mean, incredible when you correlate the two. I was wondering if you could get somebody on your show that would talk more about, you know, the globalist hand in music and mind control that's going on in the media and things like that.
All right, I'll try to do it. Sorry to Dave and others. We're out of time. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all. Hello, folks.